turd.
Your glasses on? All right, now the chips are going to be flying all over the place, so turn your face away from this. Here we go. Turn your faces.
Right.
Oh, come up to me with this stuff flying.
I'm sorry, honey. I just wanted to see what you guys were doing out here. Oh. Carving initials. Denise and Sandra have made some hot chocolate. Wouldn't you like to come inside?
Oh, yes, we would love some hot chocolate.
Well, how about you, honey? Come on. Come on inside.
No. I've got to cut this down.
Then I'm staying here with you.
I what?
I'm staying here with you. Because a woman's place is by her man. Hit it.
Hey, the Temple, North Carolina game is just getting ready to start.
Oh, no kidding. That should be great.
Hey, what's up?
Where have you been? You were supposed to help us out there in the yard.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I slept right through the alarm. I was up real late last night.
Really? Studying or Justining?
I was with Justine.
Oh!
No. Come on, chill. It wasn't that. Justine got this new multi-disc CD player. So we put in 6 CDs, listened to music, and just held each other.
And when the CDs ran out, you let go.
No. Then we talked until the sun came up.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, things are going so well between us now. It's like whenever we're together, the vibes are just powerful.
Wow. I've never seen one of those multi-disc CD players.
You mean you can actually put 6 CDs in them?
Wait, time out. I can't believe you guys. I mean, I'm sitting here talking about Justine and romance, and all you care about is her CD player?
So what? You can't say anything to us, man, until you're in the 100% club in the first place.
What's the 100% club?
We are married and we love our wives 100%. Now, until you love your woman 100%, you can't get in this club.
But Justine and I have a wonderful relationship as it stands. I'm not getting married now because I don't want to end up in the marriage graveyard.
Marriage graveyard?
Yeah, that's where the romance goes to die.
Theo, what are you talking about?
I just don't see the romance with you guys anymore. I mean, be honest. When was the last time you gave your wives a long, passionate kiss?
All the time.
Not when I'm around.
I'm supposed to call you every time I kiss my wife?
Martin, I was over here the other day eating. You came back from the store. You hadn't seen Denise all day. You gave her a little peck on the cheek and went in the kitchen. Marriage graveyard.
Theo, I was carrying groceries.
Put the groceries down and kiss the woman. And Alvin.
Hey, man. Now, Sandra and I don't live here, so don't give me any comments about how I romance my wife.
Alvin, last week I was at your house.
Yeah?
After dinner, we sat down on the couch to watch a movie.
Yeah?
You put your head in Sandra's lap.
Yeah?
And you fell asleep. Snoring loudly. Marriage graveyard.
I don't remember that.
And Dad.
No, there's no end, Dad. I have 5 children. I don't have to prove anything to him.
Great game.
Yes!
Hey, did you see Theo jump up and run out of here at the final buzzer?
Yeah, he goes over to Justine and get a little hugging and kissing, and he thinks it's romance.
Theo thinks he had a romantic evening with Justine and those six CDs. You know, I remember last fall, it's a beautiful, warm autumn evening, and Denise and I decided we were going to take a walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. Well, about halfway there, she got too tired. So I picked her up in my arms, and I carried her the rest of the way. By the time I was done, well, I was tired. Denise looked small, but, hey, that's a long walk. But anyway, we just found a bench and just looked out over the East River at the moon reflecting on the water.
That's romance, all right.
That's romance.
That was a romantic evening.
That's romantic.
Without CDs.
Please. Romance.
He don't know about being romantic.
I don't think so either.
I'll tell you a romantic moment that Sandra and I had. I was studying for an exam, and Sandra was in the room with Winnie, and she was crying, and so Sandra was taking care of it, and I went to bed because I had to get up early, and I started to miss her. So I took the mattress off of our bed, I brought it into Winnie's room, and we put Winnie down between us, and Sandra and I spent like 15 minutes singing love songs to her. And after Winnie went to bed, we kept singing them to each other. That is romantic.
That's
don't
romantic.
Tell me that I don't have romance.
Nobody's going to tell you that. I don't know what year it was. I remember I worked about 6 days in a row delivering babies. Man, I had about maybe 12 hours sleep in the 6 days time. But each time I got a chance to go home, I look and Claire just looked spent. I called her secretary and I said, I want you to send a dress over, her dress, shoes, a whole outfit, to the Carlisle Hotel. I rented a suite. Room service came up. A little champagne, just a taste. We had champagne, we had lobster, we had everything. Stayed overnight. Limousine drove us home. Now, is that romance or what? Huh?
Well, Dad, I don't mean to put you down, but, you know, anyone can have romance if they spend money like that for it, you know? I mean, Martin and I use our limited resources to create romantic situations for our wives. I personally think that that's a higher form of romance.
I agree.
No, are the two of you telling me that I couldn't be as romantic if I didn't have the big bucks?
No. All I'm saying is that it's been a while since you've been used to anything else.
Are you busy Saturday night?
No.
You busy Saturday evening?
No.
The three of us get dressed in tuxedos. We have dinner here. Each man, prior to the dinner, will go out and buy his wife a present.
There you go again. That's buying things to create romance.
Let me finish. The present is from the heart, and each man cannot spend any more than $25, tax included, on the present.
I like this.
Yeah?
I like this.
Okay.
But how are we going to be able to tell who's been the most romantic?
From the reaction of our wives. And the winner will be the Emperor of Romance. Now, do you agree?
I like it.
Huh?
I accept the challenge.
All for one,
right. one for all, and three for five.
There you go. Right. No, Jake! Listen to me carefully. $25 maximum tax included. Something romantic for my wife. Now, don't you have something? No, Jake! I don't want an electric can opener. Now, come up with something. You call me back.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I hear there's a big dinner happening here for the wives tonight. And that you have Mr. Lamont coming over to cook it for you.
Yes, he's an old friend and he's returning a favor.
Well, You're welcome for the inspiration.
Yes, well, thank you. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Come here a second. Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
You're a young man, and you have a girlfriend, and no money. What was the last thing that you can remember that you gave her, and when you gave it to her, she just fell apart? She just tears and just hugged you and kissed you.
The other day,
yeah,
Justine mentioned that she was out of Subway tokens.
Okay.
So I went down, bought her a 10-pack of tokens, wrapped it up in a little ribbon, then I gave it to her.
Tokens.
And Dad, she gave me a big old kiss right there on the Subway platform.
Yeah.
But then again, she gives me those kind of kisses all the time. Because we're not married.
Yeah, well, you idiot. Your mother doesn't ride the Subway.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, oh. Now, where have you guys been?
We were shopping.
Ah, I bet you were shopping for Denise's present.
Yes, we were. Mm. A very special present.
Denise will love it.
How are you coming along with your gift?
Gift that I have for Mrs. Huxtable, after everybody sees it, the present you have in that bag will look like it came out of that bag.
We will see about that. But right now, I'm going to go upstairs and hide this.
Uh-huh. Olivia? Come here, dear. Haven't seen much of you. Well, haven't seen that much of you, you know. Everything going. So you went over to the mall, huh?
That's right.
Nice places you went to? Very expensive.
You watch the wall we got Denise, don't you?
Yes.
I'll tell you. We got Denise. Would you look at that? Hangnail. Do you ever get these?
Are you going to tell me what the gift is or not?
I'll give you a hint, but listen carefully. A wet moose walks backwards at night, but an old buzzard whistles in its sleep.
It makes no sense.
Maybe not, but I know what Denise's person is, and you don't. Bye-bye, Dr. Huxtable.
Dad?
Getting gifts?
I didn't say that.
Oh, yes, you did. I distinctly heard you say, I bet you can't wait to get your gifts.
I was not supposed to say that. Let's change the subject.
You know, if something's going on that we don't know about, maybe you should share it with us.
Yeah.
Olivia, women always share secrets.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, the husband's bought you gifts. You can only spend $25. That's what the bet was.
What bet?
Who's the most romantic? Whoever likes the gift the most, their husband wins.
Oh, wait a minute. The husband's made a bet to see who could be the most romantic?
Yes. But you didn't hear that from me.
Oh. So that's what this is? It has nothing to do with us. It's a bet.
I cannot believe it. I can't believe we're part of some stupid macho contest.
And where do they get off spending only $25?
Right.
When your father gives me his gift, even if I love it, I'm going to look like this.
Good, Mom.
Okay, you do that, and as soon as I open my gift, I think I'll just have to fall asleep.
You guys. I think I'm going to go easy on Martin.
Why?
Well, do something a little more delicate, something like...
Now,
yum.
That was sensational.
Yeah. I have never had food so good, not even aboard ship.
Oh. Well, ladies, this evening is not over yet. We gentlemen have a surprise for each and every one of you.
Really, ladies? Did you hear that? A surprise.
How nice.
Nice. Sandra, darling, I love you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I'd like to give you this. And I hope that it means as much to you as it means to me.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know what came over me.
I know you've always wanted a string of pearls, and since I couldn't afford to get you that, I thought I'd get you one pearl and then add another one to this string every year of our lives together.
Oh, Elvin. Oh, honey, I love the thought of that. Thank you.
On our first date, you kissed me. As I walked back to my ship, I used this handkerchief to wipe the lipstick from my lips.
You saved that?
And this... this... is the flower that you wore in your hair when we were married on a hill in Africa. And this is a time capsule. Read the inscription.
February 22nd, 2040.
That's 50 years from now. When we buy our first home together, we're going to bury this in the backyard. And 50 years from this date, we're going to open it together.
Many years ago, teenage boy, very, very early in his teens, walked with his girlfriend. And they went to the drugstore to share a soda. And his girlfriend looked at a barrette made of wood with a glass stone in it. Cost about 50 cents. And she admired that barrette. But the young teenage boy had no money to buy it. However, for tonight's occasion, I was fortunate. I called and I called and I found a collectible store that had one of these same wooden barrettes with the glass stone in the center. And so I feel that it's important for my bride, who admired that barrette, to open it and wear it tonight.
You remember that?
Yes.
You called long distance for that barrette?
Yes.
That's very sweet, Cliff.
Thank you.
But I never wanted the barrette.
But you said when you looked in.
Eunice Chantilly wore that barrette, and I said it was tacky. What I wanted was a green plastic bracelet, Cliff, not that tacky barrette. This. Show was taped before a studio audience.